Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
That has been on the air for 8 wonderful years, and we now have over 300 shows on different topics, and I have absolutely loved engaging with callers and listeners from all around the world to hear the channeled messages from myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. Now, to listen to any of the previous shows, please do jump on the Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio page, as they are all archived going all the way back to January of 2012. I just can't believe that we are going to be going into our 9th year in 2021. Welcome back to all of those who are returning, and a big welcome to those who are listening for the very first time. Now, if you haven't been an Angel Healing House radio listener before, just a reminder that each week, the Posse of Angels and I share relevant information to help the conscious collective gain clarity and direction to navigate calmly and peacefully and smoothly through these amazing, monumental times of ascension on planet Earth. And then around the 20-25 minute mark, past the hour, I start taking calls for those free mini angel readings and intuitive guidance. I already see that we have several callers on the line. We have 267, you're going to be our first caller. Then we have 702, you're going to be our second caller. And then we have 413. Remember, if you would like to call into the show, That call-in number is 646-716-6794. So the first thing that the Posse of Angels and I wish to share is about the massive upgrades that we received last week on 11-11, November 11th. Now, this caused many people to have breakdowns and anxiety in order to experience some breakthroughs in their life. The Posse of Angels wish for us to know that this timely upgrade occurred because many millions of awakened people on the planet summoned it as they wished for change to happen. These changes will include full disclosure and eventually meeting our intergalactic families, our extraterrestrial contacts. With the high-level frequencies of consciousness energy on the planet, our interstellar benevolent galactic family of light, who, by the way, are helping us so much through these times of ascension, as they are now able to reach out and connect with us like never before. With our shift into higher consciousness and holding massive amounts of light, we are the ones who are being invited by the higher realms to bring about the changes with great ease and joy, celebration, grace, and love. Now, with these upgrades at this time, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that one of the best things that we can do for the good of ourselves and the greater good of the planet is to take time in quiet reflection and stillness to actually feel into the higher dimensional energies coursing through our bodies with all of these activations and upgrades. By doing so, we become an instrument for this benevolent universe that is looking for those who are ready to take in higher dimensional energies of love and light. And why are we doing this? We are doing this so that our planet can ascend into a planet of truth and justice in all areas. I mentioned on last week's program that Mars, the planet of action, finally went direct on November 13th after being retrograde since September the 9th. So perhaps you feel like you get up and go, got up and went for many months. You might have felt like your get up and go was not particular, was non-existent. And now it's making itself felt again. And our get up and go is returning once more as that planet of action, Mars, is moving forward. Last weekend, on November 14th and 15th, we experienced our third super new moon of the year, bringing in fresh starts, new beginnings, and open doorways of possibilities that are leading us to the finale, which is the final new moon total solar eclipse, and that occurs in December. And this one opens up not only, eclipses are not only about exposing hidden things, but it's about karma. It's about fated and destined new beginnings. This last moon in Scorpio and the next new moon are indicating fresh chapters for the collective and for us as individuals as well. Remember, with Scorpio energy being transformative and revealing things that are hidden, it's important to surrender and to trust that this revealed information is helping to lead us to new beginnings happening. And with these new beginnings being fated and destined, these new beginnings will help to bring about those karmic new fresh starts that our soul is asking for at this time. Now, on November 17th, that was only 2 days ago, Mercury, the planet of communication, went opposite Uranus. And Uranus is the planet of big shocks, surprises, and breakthroughs that trigger unexpected events, and it is heralding more revelations and exposures. Just in the past week, it was revealed that thousands upon thousands of dead people were registered to vote in the U.S. election. the Dominion voting machine that was used to call the election flipped votes to alter outcomes, and the ballots were still being added to up to 3 days after the election date. And with these volatile energies of the meeting of the planets, who knows what more amazing twists and turns we will see. And truth coming out about this undecided election. Perhaps this change in energy is anticipating that in 2 days' time, on November 21st, we have a change in energy when the sun enters Sagittarius, and our focus will shift to igniting our fire, as it's a fire sign, and light us up from within, and the uncovering the truth in our external world. And as always, when we have a change in sun signs, we get to experience some of those new signs' characteristics. And with Sagittarius being my rising sign, I admit I have demonstrated all of these following characteristics. We Saggies, well, we're big-hearted, we are big-spirited, and are born natural leaders who go after what we want. We do love traveling and adventure. Okay, we're brutally honest, we're deeply caring, and yes, I admit, there is a side of us that's wild and independent, fun, friendly, and outgoing. You know, some people say that we're considered as the wild children of the zodiac, and perhaps this has all to do with our zest for life and a curiosity for discovering. Perhaps with this Saggy wildness and sense of adventure, many will be more inclined to say yes to new offers and new opportunities or even new jobs that they might have declined in the past. Maybe they will find that where they might have held back from expressing themselves, now they feel a great urgency to be brutally honest and to speak their minds. I have had so many clients and so many Reiki students of mine launching for the first time their podcasts and their YouTube channels. Or maybe we feel a burning urge to break loose and to just have fun exploring our own independent, wild side. Then on November 28th, we will have Neptune, the planet of illusion, turning direct. With it being one of the most mystical houses in astrology, this will have a very interesting effect, as many times it can lead to the revelation of secret enemies, those who are working that we are not aware of to undermine us. But in some cases, we might come face to face with someone who might be deceiving us, or it could be a revelation of how we ourselves have been deceiving ourselves. No wonder it's the planet that rules mass thoughts, psychology, and hypnosis. Now, since Neptune is the planet of illusion, it also rules the areas of media and entertainment. We've been shown many examples of just how much the mainstream media is manipulating information and censoring the truth. Unfortunately, their preset narratives and falsified agendas are mistaken for reality and lead to much deception. With Neptune ruling deception, secrets, victimization, and the dissolution of boundaries, its forward energies will influence many, many people to no longer be hypnotized by the mainstream media, by discovering and revealing deceit and secrets, and for many to take action by setting boundaries as to what they will accept as truth. With so many millions of people of awakening and shifting to higher levels of consciousness on our beautiful planet, the Posse of Angels and I wish, we ask you to consider, why do you wish to ascend? There are many in the Awakened Collective, particularly those who are empaths and sensitives, who deeply feel while they look at the chaos and drama and upheaval, And while they look at this, they just wish to escape into the higher realms. And yes, the angels have all heard your pleas and prayers of sometimes wishing, I just want to go home. And yes, there are many people who wish to immediately ascend without doing any of the difficult inner work, clearing, cleansing, healing lifetimes, which takes a lot of courage and strength to really face what we have done to others in some of our past lives. By doing so, we are able to acknowledge and take responsibility for our actions, thank it for the contrast in helping us to learn our lessons, to then be able to bless it and free ourselves from blaming and being burdened by the draining energy of seeing ourselves and playing the victim. I have found that my clients and my Reiki students who have had ancestral line and past life clearing healing sessions with me, they're then able to release deep-seated hidden issues that have kept them triggered and reactive. Many of them have been able to go on to love unconditionally, to open themselves up to financial freedom, and to have beautiful, loving relationships in their lives, and they can gracefully forgive others. But most of all, they can gracefully forgive themselves. I do have a special this month to take advantage of this month's November 2020 discounted ancestral line past life clearing. It is normally $400, yet now it's only $295. This is until November 30th. Remember, November only has 30 days, not 31. And you can call Angel Healing House after today's show to receive that discount. 831-277-3716. Remember, that's Pacific Standard Time as we are in Los Angeles, California. So, to choose to ascend as a spiritual being in a human body, and we all have been subjected to years and years of programming, having given our power away to false, self-serving narratives, it may seem to be more difficult than going through and having the courage to heal ourselves. But the Posse of Angels is saying that it is an actual fact the easier path to do. The first path of separation and division programming has us pinned against one another with so much derision, blaming, vilification, and non-forgiveness that all it brings back to us is condemnation, attacking, and judgment into our lives. And the second path of choosing to perpetuate things like love, compassion, peace, forgiveness, brings us realities of endless freedom, endless joy and bliss, and it inspires us to find the unity, the connectivity, and the harmony in our world. Not only is this the shorter path to take, but it allows for the liberation for us to live as reflections of God's source energy, to be who we divinely are as an ascended higher consciousness being incarnate in human form. By taking the high road of ascension, we become the examples to light the path for others to follow. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that if you wish to accelerate your ascension process, it is fundamental to choose to forgive and have compassion for those who committed corruption and fraud instead of condemning them. By looking for the divine, the light in everyone, because remember, everyone is divine underneath their actions, underneath their decisions and choices, as we are all made in that reflection of God's source energy. The Posse of Angels and I are reminding everyone that in order to remember who we truly are, is to become God source energy in every action, to be the love, to be the compassion, to be the forgiveness by bringing it forth in our thoughts, our words, our actions, our deeds, all of those things. And to be the reflection of God's source energy, then we just can't forgive certain people We must commit to forgiving all of those who have committed dark deeds, corruption, and fraud as well. If there's one thing that this 2020 year of clear vision has given to many people, it's time to reassess their lives and to take a good hard look at the realities that we and no one else created for ourselves. With many shifting into higher states of consciousness, this good hard look allowed us to reevaluate our former choices and decisions, which may have been made out of fear by giving our power away to authorities. And the posse of angels have heard many people asking themselves whether they are worthy and deserving of ascending into fifth dimension. Well, the posse of angels and I are assuring you that as individuals and as a collective, we are more than worthy and deserving to ascend into fifth dimension. Heck, each one of us is a divine being made manifest in physical reflection of God's source energy. How much more worthy can we be? And also, the posse of angels wish for us to know and to really wrap our heads around the fact that this is not our first rodeo here on planet Earth, and that we are not here by happen chance. We have incarnated many, many, many times before in various lifetimes in which we battled on and fought to help shift ourselves and the world into higher levels of consciousness. They wish for us to know that there is nothing that we need to do to be worthy of thriving in fifth dimension. But the posse of angels is reminding us that by affirming aloud that we are worthy and deserving helps greatly to increase our light quotient as we affirm that we are doing the best we can. They're adding that the one thing that our planet has always needed more of is compassion, kindness, and love, especially to ourselves. Each of us needs to access enough unconditional love in order to forgive any aspect of ourselves that would contribute to our feelings that we are unworthy and undeserving in any way. The great awakening on planet Earth into the higher realms of the fifth dimension was always about waking up to giving ourselves unconditional love and to finally recognize ourselves as the reflection of God's source. In this way, we'd be easily able to really forgive someone and have compassion for them. We get to be the light in the face of the darkness, and we get to choose the light, no matter what or whom we are faced with, to bring the love, the healing, and the harmony that the planet so desperately needs. We each need to rise above any separation and all other division polarities. For our own ascension and ascension of the planet, we need to embrace every aspect of ourselves as love, compassion, and forgiveness. And when we experience others who have not yet arrived at this stage, we need to love them for exactly where they are, and we need to say aloud, "There, but for the grace of God go I." Before we were fully awakened and began to consciously and diligently create our lives living from our light and love within. Now the posse of angels has heard many in the collective ask, besides sitting in quiet and feeling those higher frequency energies coursing through me, what would be most beneficial to do now? And they are asking us to look for opportunities to tune out all of the blame, division, chaos, and put all your focus on peace and tranquility. When we're putting our attention on the blame and the separation and are angry, tense, and fearful, we disempower ourselves, actually shutting down our receptivity to receiving higher frequency upgrades. Instead, do what brings you most joy, connect to nature and Mother Earth, and keeping you in a blissful state, trust in your higher self, angels, and of course our benevolent galactic family of light, who are now able to assist us as we took the first step and woke up to help ourselves. By trusting and having faith in the divine plan for our beloved planet to ascend into a planet of light and truth, we will make ourselves available to our own natural spiritual evolution. When it comes down to it, the posse of angels wish to remind all of us that each of us is orchestrating this ascension. Have fun. Be the light. Be the kindness. And above all, find ways, words, thoughts, feelings, and deeds to be the love. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, here on Angel Healing House Radio, on Blog Talk Radio. We air every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Do remember that if you would like to take advantage of that ancestral line and past life clearing, which has just opened up so many of my clients, my Reiki students, to be able to go forth and live their most extraordinary lives, not held back by anything weighing them down in their cellular memories, you can call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. And that special for this month of November is those sessions are now only $295. They are usually $400. They must be booked and paid for by November 30th. That's when the discount ends. You can always schedule to have them after the November date, but they must be booked and paid for in the month of November 2020. So we have several callers on the line. If you'd like to call in for those, that free angel readings and intuitive guidance for myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, do call in on 646-716-6794. Without further ado, let's go to our first caller. We have 267 on the line with Donna from Pennsylvania. Hello, Donna. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I wanted to ask you, it's a relationship question. I wanted to ask you if the angels see or if you see a relationship coming back into my life in a better way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, the first thing that the Posse of Angels are saying, as per anyone who is thinking about, you know, a relationship coming back, they're saying, first of all, Donna, you have changed so much since this relationship that you had with this person before. One of the reasons that the relationship either you split or did not go on was because of your change in your vibrational frequency. Now, they're saying that at that time, because you started to change, you started to become a little bit more awakened, more conscious. It's not a superior thing, but energies can't be in the same space as those areas that are disparate anymore or that are so different. Okay, so they're saying that is why the relationship, there was a separation in it. And to long for it to come back is to, they're saying that the person, I'm just asking if they've raised their vibrational frequency in the meantime. And the Posse of Angels are saying yes. But all you can put your intention on is wishing that person love and healing and peace and compassion and forgiveness and all of those things. They said to wish somebody to come back is interfering with their free will, actually. And they have to come to this by themselves. So the Posse of Angels are saying the main thing is to put your emphasis on yourself. Am I the most loving that I can be? They're saying for you to look back at this former relationship with your new. They're saying you have new clear eyes. Isn't that beautiful? They're showing me these pools of huge eyes now that can see some of the reasons why the former relationship might not have worked. But they're saying now that you are wiser and you can see these things, you will then draw to yourself a different kind of love, a love of higher vibrational frequency, a love that that you don't have to compromise. Do you feel in any way that you had to compromise with or in this former relationship?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Well, and when we compromise, it actually hurts our heart because we know at the very core of ourselves that we are divine. We are allowed to do, be, and have exactly what we want. And if we enter into something, we've all been programmed. We've all been programmed to compromise and to accept less than we so richly deserve. But they're saying now, with our ascension into the fifth dimension, we can do, be, and have what we have, and we no longer need to compromise. So put your emphasis on and receiving exactly those wonderful things that you don't have to compromise. Let's go to the next. The cards and see what comes out. The first card coming out for you is the number 8. It's a strength card. The strength card to be yourself and to not compromise really anything anymore. The next card that's coming out for you is the 8 of Pentacles. This is the card of being your remarkable self. It's really investing in you, in your beautiful soul, in your love inside. And then the next card that's coming out for you is the 6 of Swords, which is the smoother journey, the journey getting smoother for you in love and relationships. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I do feel, along with the Posse of Angels, that you will draw to yourself a higher frequency love relationship, and just keep turning the mirror back on yourself to be the love that you want to experience in the world.
Okay, well, did he also raise his frequency, but not to match mine yet?
Well, they're saying try not to be specific, but they're saying to help you out. They're saying, I'm getting shivers down my legs. They're saying, yes, he has raised his frequency, and is he up to your level yet? Not yet. And he may never be. So just wish him well. Wish him love, wish him peace, wish him sweetness and kindness and all kinds of wonderful things, and just release it and let it go. So thank you so much for calling in, Donna.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have 702. We have Shannon on the line. Shannon, welcome. Welcome to Angel Healing House. You're speaking with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm good. I just want to start off by saying thank you, Angel. I don't ever feel like I say thank you enough to you. But if you're a new listener, like a first-time listener, and you're looking to learn Reiki and receive ancestral healing, I've been through it. She's an amazing teacher, so I highly recommend her.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. You make my heart sing.
Same.
Did you have a question today, sweetheart?
So I have been kind of talking out loud to my angels, so I'm hoping that they'll just come through, and I'm just looking for basically a general reading.
Okay, all right. Okay, one of the things that is coming through is they're showing me the top of your head, And they're pointing down to your heart. They're saying you're so much in your head that you need to feel your way more into things than constantly try to figure them out and be over analytical about it. One of the greatest things that we can do is we can surrender. Many times people try to figure out how to get more love in their life. But the real secret is to allow ourselves to release, surrender, and really let go anything that stops us from just being that source, the reflection of God's source energy, and also know at the deepest core of ourselves that we are love. Now, people say, yeah, but I want love in my life right now. But if your soul, needs to grow and attend to other things in your life, because when love comes in a lot of cases, it doesn't matter. Everything goes by the by. It's like, you know, this great infatuation and this great deep feeling takes us over. You know, we're walking on air, we're seeing stars, we're just, it's wonderful. And our soul is saying, yes, but you have to attend to X, Y, Z, get back to this. Mm-hmm. And we are just swept away. So they're saying, yes, down the track. They're saying down the track. But where you are, oh, this is interesting. They're saying where you are, you've drawn this to yourself, because how can you be tolerant and patient and forgiving of a love partner of yours if you're not tolerant, patient, forgiving of where you are at the moment? They're saying your living situation has changed where it was previously, and you've drawn this to yourself to teach you how to be more love.
Be more. Mm-hmm. I get that. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So let me go to the cards and see what comes out. So
My favorite part.
Okay. Oh, the first card is coming out for you is the Page of Pentacles. They're saying off the topic of love, find the richness where you are at the moment. And, you know, the richness can be that richness of love. But they're also saying there is something that you do that will bring you the financial freedom that you wish to have.
And you're not
honoring it. That's what their words are, and you are not honoring it.
Okay, so how do I know what that is? 'Cause I'm back and forth between teaching and real estate.
Okay, so they're saying what resonates most. I don't think that I don't get the feeling that they're going to tell you. What speaks most to your heart? You know what speaks most to your heart. There's something that you're doing now, and you've asked for financial freedom, and you're giving it away.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. I just started a crystal business.
Okay, and you're giving. It's not. No, they're saying it's not the crystals. It's something
the
else.
Reiki?
That, yes. Yes. And you're giving.
Okay.
You're giving it away when you've asked for financial freedom. I tell my Reiki students, there must be an energy exchange. So that's the first card. The second card that's coming out for you is the King of Swords. Now, the King of Swords is that card of being authority, of not being afraid to be that authority, be that person. It's not your superior to anybody else, but to own who you are. And they're saying, stressing the word value, to value who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the third card is the World. Oh my gosh. And the world is it's a completion, but it's also a new beginning. This will open yourself up to the world and you being recognized by the world. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yay.
Okay. Yay. That's lovely. Okay. Take care and have a beautiful day.
You too. You too.
Okay. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 413, and then the next caller is, let me see, 413, then 347, then 610. Remember, if you want to call in for a free angel reading and intuitive guidance, that call in number is 646-716-794. So let's grab 413. 413, you're on the line with Angel Healing House and Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Where are you calling from?
Well, presently I'm in Taos, New Mexico.
Yep, New Mexico. And what is your question today?
Well, Claire, to be honest, I didn't really know who you were 2 hours ago, and I'm just trying to follow the signs here, but I accepted a friendship request from someone I really didn't know on Facebook, and when the page came up for her, the first thing I saw was your call-in show, and I'm just trying to go along with the universe here. So I logged in, and I listened, and I have a feeling my posse of angels is trying to talk to yours to give me some sort of message.
Okay, and everybody, if you need lessons in learning how to follow the signs of the universe and not question and release how things happen, you need to give Ellen a call.
Well, I'm trying really hard because, you know, a year ago I was sitting in my home in Massachusetts and then COVID hit. And the next thing you know, I was renting my house out in September, and I got in my car in September with a cutout of Danny DeVito next to me, and I drove across country. And I'm trying to find the purpose of how this happened and what I'm supposed to be doing. And here I am in Taos, New Mexico, in an Airbnb, and I'm really trying to ask the universe and my spirit guides, why am I here? And then suddenly you. So I'm hoping you can provide some enlightenment on what is going on with me.
Okay, this is just beautiful. The first thing that the posse, the posse of angels are saying is that your soul wanted to experience new experiences. It wanted to break free of where you were. And they're saying, do not, Ellen, try to figure this out. Because they will not figure this out for it. But they will tell you that you and so many of us lived through the Piscean age was the age of logic and reason and trying to figure things out. But now we, being in the fifth dimension, we are in the age of Aquarius, the age of I am, and I am being. It's our beingness. So it's not trying to figure it out, but to follow the joy. And you can ask your angels and ask them and say, okay, show me the signs on how I can best serve myself and how I can best serve the universe and the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned, and how I can serve in joy and in happiness and in bliss and in being the most wonderful service. But they're saying to try to figure this out, all you're going to do is give yourself a headache.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, another thing that they're saying, just another thing to add to that, is they're saying, no one is where they are by mistake. It just doesn't happen. We are where we are because it's perfection for where we are. If we weren't meant to be there, now the angels can't interfere with free will and free choice, but they can provide enough blocks and obstacles for us to say, oh, well, you know, that's just in the too hard basket. I'm not gonna go there. And to, you know, and a lot of people that keep pushing when those obstacles happen, they get, in retrospect, they really get to rue it. So they want you to know that you're exactly where you are at the moment. This is all divinely planned, and that you will bring more signs because you're so good at following the signs. You will bring more of those signs to yourself. That they are sticking their noses in here and asking if you do teach. Are you a spiritual teacher?
I do not.
And they're saying, why the heck are you not teaching?
because I keep clinging on to the little rocks in the river instead of just letting go of the rocks and letting the river take me where I'm supposed to go. I'm not
okay.
ready yet if I
okay.
can't get it myself.
One of the reasons you were led to the show is because my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, are saying that it is something that is it's actually in your cellular makeup. It's in your ancestral line. There is something that you still need to release. It's because they're not going to tell you why. I mean, if you had one of these healings, we could have I could get a vision of it. But they're saying that you were destroyed. You were destroyed in another lifetime for doing this work.
Oh,
this is giving you a great deal of angst and fear. And unless that's cleared, then you can't move on with it. So that might be one of the things that you could do. But they're saying there's something definitely there that is holding you back.
Okay.
And it could be easily cleared.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the
course.
Excuse me?
I said that sounds like a good course of action.
It does. It does. Because they're saying you are, they keep saying it over and over, you are the spiritual teacher. You are the metaphysician. You have so much to offer. So much to offer. And you know what? Nobody has to do this. But when you cross over and you stand before the etheric council, those elders, those wise sages who we go over our contract with in our book of life, you're going to really regret this. Nobody's going to judge you for not doing it because we all have free will, and that's fine. We all get to make our choices. Mm-hmm. But the first card that's coming out for you is the Three of Pentacles. This is the card of being recognized for your gifts and your talents and your abilities. And then the Seven of Wands is this standing up for yourself card. It's the rising above the competition when we don't really have any competition. But this is feeling this urgency rising within you to be able to do this. And then you have the Ace of Pentacles, which is not only going to be you're going to feel so abundant inside, but the universe is going to support you, encourage you, promote you, and it will bring in financial remuneration for you as well.
Okay, great. Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Okay.
Yay. Yeah. Yay, Ellen. Yeah. They're shaking. They're showing me visions of you shaking your pom-pom. So if after the show you want to give me a call and we can discuss this more, that would be great. My number is at Angel Healing House. It's 831-277-3716.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Claire. Wonderful reading. Thank you. I'm glad I followed the signs.
Yeah. I'm so glad you followed the signs, you beautiful spiritual teacher. Okay, take care.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
And let's go to our next caller. We have 347. You're on the line with Claire Candy. How are you today?
I'm great. Hi, this is Katie. How are you?
I'm well. Katie, where are you calling from?
Georgia.
So I'm Georgia. Okay. And what's your question today?
I have a question about a exam.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually planning on taking a Georgia exam, but so I don't know. I guess there's some things I may have to clear up to do that one. But the same day I was going to register for the Georgia exam, someone called me about a New York exam. And I've taken that exam numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess yesterday I really realized what they're actually testing me on. And I guess I never realized that.
Yeah.
So I'm just – and I really didn't really ever learn that in school. So I'm just wondering about this exam – I may have anxiety about it and past frustrations of, about it because I've taken it up, you know, a lot of times, or fears about it, or unworthiness about it. I'm just wondering what my guides are saying about me possibly taking this exam coming up in February.
In New York.
It's online, though. It's online, though, but it's for New York. It's for a couple of states. It's not only just for New York, but it's the New York exam I'm taking.
Okay. I asked them New York, and they say yes. Georgia, they say no. It's as easy as that. And they're saying, when was the last time you took this?
I think last February.
Okay. They're saying yes. You have changed, and everybody on the planet has changed so much with what we have been through and put through this past year. You know, even the most spiritual of us, you know, whatever the untruths that we were told, the restrictions, when those people who you know, put down the restrictions are not following themselves, you know, do as I say, not as I do. Exactly. So all the trauma and the grief that we've been through, it strengthened our character, but they're now saying see yourself as this mighty, oh my gosh, I'm not sure what zodiac sign are you, but they're saying there's this lioness inside of you that is so strong and is so courageous and so powerful now. They're saying that you are a different person in taking this exam. And they're applauding you. What have you done, girl?
Let me tell you, I have uprooted myself. I've uprooted myself from New York. I was kind of just stuck. I was in a toxic household and around toxic people. I kind of just uprooted myself and came to Georgia. And I'm in a whole nother environment. I'm in another environment now. So, you know, I mean, I'm not necessarily settled. I have my furniture and stuff like that. But I'm in my own space. I do have a study space I can use. I'm just in my own, I kind of just left the past there and kind of just freed myself kind of from people, places, and things that weren't serving me.
Right.
That's kind of what I've done.
It's wonderful. Now that you say that, there are so many of my clients that have just uprooted themselves. And we just spoke to Ellen that, you know,
I love what she was saying. Yeah.
It's just. What is the difference? What is the difference if you're stagnant in one place and it's not really doing it for you? What's the harm in getting up and then going to a place where, you know, you get shivers and goosebumps, or you're led to another place, to be able to experience life? Because that's what the fifth dimension is. It's not about figuring it out. It's about experiences that bring us joy. So yes, Katie, they're saying you are this lioness. You have this great courage now. You have changed immeasurably in the last year, and that they're pointing towards New York, whether that means taking that New York but Georgia, not so much. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely lioness. Okay. The first card that's coming out for you is the Knight of Wands, and this is the movement card. This is the traveling card. They're saying the best thing that you can do now is saying, well, I'm not settled where I am now, but I know that by taking this exam, and that's going to open up new doors for me, and it's going to make me feel really good about myself. The next card, oh my gosh, you got two movement cards. You got the Knight of Wands and you got the Knight of Swords, which is the action. And they're saying, yes, take that action. And then that will bring a cause and effect into your life. And my gosh, the next card is the Nine of Cups. It's the wish card. This is a card about your wishes coming true. It's about wish, you know, all of those things. So keep reaffirming yes and saying thank you. Thank you for this wonderful job. Thank you for this wonderful relationship. Thank you for all these wonderful things that are coming in for me. And when you look in the mirror, you see that lioness.
Yeah, because I think that's what I'm missing, like the confidence. You know, it's like,
yes.
I think I can do it. Now I know what I'm actually, what they're actually really testing me on and how
yes.
to approach it. But
yes.
it's like, I need that. I'm going to do it. You know, like
yes.
Nike, just do it. Like, I need that Serena Williams aggressiveness, and I don't have it yet, but it's
okay.
going to show
well,
up soon.
Well, by seeing yourself as that lioness, it's going to show up. Thank you so much for calling in
Thank
today,
you.
Katie.
Thank
God
you.
God bless
Thank
you.
You.
Bye.
Bless you, too.
Let's go to our next caller. We have 610 on the line. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Claire Candy. Regina, how are you?
I'm very well, Regina. How are you today?
Good, thank you. I was able to jump on. I missed the beginning of the message. I don't know if you have any other callers after me. You could certainly bypass me. I jumped on because I wasn't at home, and my schedule shifted, and just calling in to get a general reading.
Oh, that's okay. Let me see what card's coming out with you. We have about 4.5 minutes to go. Let's see.
Do you have somebody after me?
I do.
Oh, shoot.
That's okay. That's all right. Yours came up before then. In fact, with only about 4 minutes to go, I'm going to say, if I could just mute you for a minute.
Yep, go ahead.
I'll come back to you. 336, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Sarah Beth Trulock.
And did you say Sarah?
Yes, Sarah Beth,
okay.
Like Elizabeth, but Sarah Beth. This is so crazy. My girlfriend Regina that you were just speaking with, she told me to call you. I just logged on and I heard her voice, and I can't believe I'm so blessed to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Well, Sarah Beth, what I'm going to do is I'm running out of time, so
okay.
I will call you back on my nickel. How is that? You won the lottery today, so after the show is over, I will call this number, and I will give you one of the readings. How is that?
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. My heart's racing. Thank you so much. I'm so honored.
I'll speak to you in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Love you. Thank you.
Love you. Bye. Regina, are you there?
I am. I said my
First of all, that was Sarah Beth, but I'm going to call her
yep.
up. The first card you got is the Ten of Cups card. This is the kissy face card. They're saying, how much are you making love a priority in your life?
Ooh.
Okay. You don't have to answer that. But the next card is coming out for you is the Fool card. Is this saying, please, you are trying too hard to figure this life out. Be more of that inner child. Be more spontaneous. Be more open. Be more in wonderment and enchantment. Your soul really wants you to connect, really wants you desperately to connect and celebrate life. Stop trying to figure it out so much and to be. Just be. And the next card that's coming out for you, oh my gosh, is the Lover's card. I don't believe that. But it's Ten of Cups, which is the emotional fulfillment, the Fool card, which is the inner child, to be more spontaneous. And then the Lover's card comes in.
Awesome. I've been feeling really overwhelmed, and you're right, trying to figure everything out.
Okay. So thank you so
with
much for calling
and
in, sweetheart. And thank you. Thank you for Sarah Beth. I'm going to
yep.
jump on and connect with her.
Great. Thank you.
Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up today. Thank you so much to all the callers. Thank you to all the listeners. And yes, please, let's all do as Ellen, who called in. Let's be spontaneous. Let's follow those signs. Be that inner child. Follow those things and follow the signs. And remember that Angel Healing House airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Please go to my website. My award-winning number one Amazon international best-selling books are there. My services. And if you want to take advantage of that ancestral line, past life clearings, which are usually $400. They're only $295, but only until November 30th, 2020. Call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 or go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Love and blessings to you all. Angel blessings, of course. And go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care, everyone. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.